Let's step back to February for Boris and the Salt Licks.
Let me know when you're ready.
And we are ready.
We're rolling? Yeah, here's a song called Booze Farm. It's off of Boris McCutcheon and the Mighty Salt Licks' new album, Might Crash. It's a song about song I wrote. Was inspired by my neighbor, and who used to brew his own hard cider up in the mountains, and stuff had a serious kick to it. And I remember stumbling through my field on the way home after hanging out with my neighbor for a little too long, drinking his from his booze farm stash. So.
On the mountaintop, way up high where the pavement stops. I ain't gonna buy no more beer, gonna grow my own way up there. Well, come on, girl, let's start a booze farm. Take me by the arm, let's start a booze farm. There ain't nobody gonna do us any harm, high on a booze farm. Shack way off the track, where I shake that devil off my back. I squeeze more juice than you've ever seen. My heart's out, it sparkles like a dream. Well, come on, girl, let's start a booze farm. Take me by the arm, we'll start a booze farm. There ain't nobody gonna do us any harm, making love on a booze farm. Soul. I threw it all away for an outhouse hole. And people say he's crazy in the head. They all like to drink my bread. Well, come on, girl, let's start a booze farm. Take me by the arm, we'll start a booze farm. There ain't nobody gonna do us any harm, making booze on a booze farm. Says it's running smooth all down her hatch. You don't know how it's gonna make you feel till you're laughing in the full moon fields. Well, come on, girl, let's start a booze farm. Take me by the arm, let's start a booze farm. There ain't nobody gonna do us any harm, high on a booze farm. Silent cemetery, you can bury me near the apple tree. The kids will climb all over me. Well, come on, girl, let's start a booze farm. Take me by the arm, let's start a booze farm. There ain't nobody gonna do us any harm, making love on a booze farm, getting high on a booze farm, making booze on a booze farm.
It's a song. This is a song called "This Town Is Dead," and it was a song that I was listening to somebody complain about the music scene in Santa Fe. A professional musician up there that's been playing for years and years, and he was just infuriated one day. He came back from playing a gig downtown. He was completely insulted and. Because he thought he played great, but the owner came out and told him that he wanted this guy to play more covers with his band. So he was, so it's one of the verses that was taken right out of the horse's mouth. So, this town is dead. One, two, three, four. This town is dead. It's not in my head. It died on Friday when the sky turned red. I'd been a whiner. Things used to be finer. This town is dead. I should be moving on. Dirty needles floating down a ditch. I'm stuck in limbo with a traveling itch. Why did I jump into this trap? This casino sucks. I want my money back. This town is dead. It's a goddamn shame. But he's willing at the door to pay. Don't it make you sad? Don't you feel it too? This town is dead. I don't know what to do. Said my band was a bore. He wanted covers. He wanted more. But I smiled and I thanked him for reminding me. What I am never going to be. And I'm sick of fighting over old reruns. I'm tired of trying to hear the hum. This town is dumb, and I'm feeling numb. Our love is dead. I should be moving on. Fake it. Headed south. This town left a bad taste in their mouth. This town is dead. They backed over its head. There's a pack of posers poking through the mess. Yesterday I stumbled past my last love song. This town is dead. I should be moving on. This town is dead. This I know. Like a springtime lover, I just can't let go. The more that I squirm, the more I sink. This town is dead. Now I'm on the brink, faking. All the young hotties are headed south. This town left a bad taste. This town is dead. It's not in my head.
died on Friday when the sky turned red. I'm being a whiner, things used to be finer. This town is dead, I should be moving on. One more time. This town is dead, I should be moving on.
This next song is called Might Crash. It's the title track of the album, the new album by Boris McCutcheon and the Mighty Salt Licks. I'm Boris McCutcheon. This is Brett Davis over here. Brett is the oldest Salt Lick in the band. Not oldest being by age, but longest running Salt Lick. I've been playing with him for a long, 18 years or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was going to say 20 years. 18.
Yeah. Been a long stretch.
Yeah.
So, here we go. Mic crash coming up.
Ready?
Yeah.
Get that look in your eye. Do you start getting ugly with your kids? Or do you start hating your life when you might crash? You might crash, might crash. Is this what you ask when you might crash? Do 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 ba do do. Do 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 ba do do. TV stay on all day. Do you park yourself on God's channel, wondering what would happen if you prayed? When you might crash, you might crash, might crash. Is this what you ask when you might crash? Do 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 ba do do. Siphoning gas. You can't find work and you feel like a jerk. Do you burn down the crystal meth lab when you might crash? When you cross that line, when you cross that line at last, how do you know when you might crash? Is a dog eating diapers on the dining lawn? Do your lips not reach it before she leaves? Is she wondering where the fun has gone? When you might crash, you might crash, might crash. Is this what you ask when you might crash? You eat? Do you start to acquire a lot of guns? Do you start losing your teeth when you might crash? When you cross that line, when you cross that line at last, how? Do you know when you might crash? You can't taste your joy through the pain. When your life is like a runaway train, it's just another egg-sucking tea party day. You might crash, might crash. Is this what you ask when you might crash? Four times, baby. You might crash. You might crash.
You bring all these songs in and you begin recording with right. as big an ensemble as you have access to for Mike Crash. How do you keep your focus on what the moods of these songs should be and sort of the soundscapes? Because there are a lot of shifts of mood in this record.
Yeah, there. I was a little concerned when I was recording the album that it was going to be a little too dark and dismal, and I was really looking for some pick-me-up songs on it. And it hasn't really come across that way. People were like, "Oh, you're in a really good mood when you did that album." So, you know, it's like perspective is strange and changes. And my effort was always to accentuate the salt licks as much as possible, and then bring in some flavor from the side. But it was about. I thought I might be leaving New Mexico soon. My wife's in medical school now, so there is a chance that I might be leaving New Mexico in the next couple of years, and I'm not sure if that's true. So I really wanted to make sure that Salt Licks were recorded in the studio, and yeah.
So. The core of the album was really there. Five songs, I think, that were recorded in the very earliest sessions that we did for this album, and it really just set the pace and set the tone for everything, these five songs. And one of the songs, the first song we recorded, which is the first song on the CD, the band is playing it for the very first time on that take. That wound up on the CD.
It was the first take, the first time they played it. Yeah, Flesh and Dream.
Now, I have to say, I'm very glad that people found this record cheerful. And hearing the way you were playing these songs tonight sort of affirms that. But I'm in the company who was like, oh, something is terrible. Something is terrible in Ojo Sarco. The first time I heard this record. And let me line up three songs from three separate albums, and you just tell me if I'm nuts or if this was a concern to you. Back before, probably Bad Road, Good People, you have a song called Box Spring Plow.
Yes.
Which is incredibly cheerful and invincible. You know, it's like there's ice on the road. I'm going to do a box spring plow. Right. I'm going to do it here and now. I'm invincible. Right. And on the last album, Wheel of Life, there's a song called Mullen People. And you came here and played it solo. And you talked about some of that album and that song as being trying to reconcile the real world difficulty of that life to your dreams, your aspirations, and all the happiness that's in the box spring plow song. Now we come to Off the Grid, and not knowing the story that you told us tonight, I just felt like there is a very dark circle being drawn from that first song to Off the Grid.
Mullen People was kind of a midway point.
That's what I was
thinking.
Where
it was like, well, I'm starting to question this life here we've chosen, and, you know, in the middle of nowhere in the mountains, and, you know, just kind of asking myself, do you miss this when you're gone from this, you know? Do you miss your handsome wife? You know, do you miss the crackling fire? You know, and Off the Grid was. I mean, this album was kind of a surrender to that dream. You know, my wife and I had a dream of kind of going up to the mountains and having kids and being very self sufficient and starting a farm and orchards, and we did that. But it was, the reality was, it was really, really hard to live up there and drive down those roads, drive your kids to school and pay your mortgage and with a musician's salary and school teacher's salary. And, you know, it was a very difficult life up there. You had to split all your own firewood. And, you know, I probably split about, 40 cords of wood when I was up there. Yeah. So by hand.
So arriving back home from gigs at 3 o'clock in the morning, at 20 below zero,
driving through blizzards back from the brewery, you know.
Yeah, well, I always wonder how a guitar player, how you guys keep your fingernails in shape if you're doing that kind of work during the daytime.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, so you did your 8 years, though. You made 8 years. Most people bail after 6 weeks, probably, after one winter, probably.
And, you know, I miss it all the time, being up there. But I definitely don't miss being an hour away from a hardware store. You know, things break. Things break all the time.
And your songwriting is informed by the real things of life and storytelling. I mean, there's a lot of storytelling that you're doing or that you're relating, talking about other people in this album and all going all the way back.
Yeah.
So are you, I don't know how your process changes from being someone living in that kind of isolation and difficulty up there to living the sweet life in Albuquerque.
The sweet life. I tell you, yeah, it was a big change when we came back in last May. Yeah, I was living right near I-40, and it was pretty warm in May. There was some adjustments going on there for the first couple of weeks, but you know, I always try to make the best of every situation, and I like Albuquerque a lot. I used to live in Borelis, I've had my share of Albuquerque years and tell me when you're ready, Brett.
Okay. Here's a song called Off the Grid. It's a song that was it was something my daughter said one day at a party. We had driven to a party over in Las Vegas over the mountains, and we were caught in a hailstorm. And it was really fun, and I recorded my kids screaming in the hailstorm and in the car, and then we went to the party, and then my daughter was telling somebody, "Oh, we got caught in a hailstorm," and they said, "Oh, where was that, Neve?" And she said, "It was up the mountain, over the cliff, and off the grid, I think." And she was 5 when she said that, and I just immediately was like, "I got to write that song on the way home."
Commentary on your living situation too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I lived off the grid in the mountains for almost 8 years up there, and so yeah,
you can hear
a lot of things come to a head in the song, you know.
And the hailstorm's actually on the CD, right? You can hear that recording.
Yeah, the hailstorm is in the beginning of the album, actually. The original hailstorm in my car. Another thing that's interesting about this track, Off the Grid, is that we played at a festival in Cleveland.
Not Ohio.
Cleveland, New Mexico, at the Millfest. Millfest, and there's a Cleveland Mill is out there, and they turn it on once a year, and it's a big giant wheel that used to be turned by the Acequia water, and they grind flour for a day, and it's very exciting, and there's lots of noises, weird creaking noises, and belts flying, and you know, and so I recorded the belts in the water, and that's on this song in the background. You can hear it. If you have discerning ears, you can hear the belts flapping and the water wheel churning. It sounds like a broken Maytag washing machine, but it's actually a 200-year-old water wheel. So, yeah.
Up the mountain, over the cliff, and off the grid. On the day that she was born, the sky began to storm, and the lightning split the tree. And like a new bird, her voice was loud, her voice was frightening. On my knee, crying through the rain to be lifted up again. Up the mountain, over the cliff, and off the grid. Was hailing so hard, I had to stop the car. It's made a tin. A couple of dudes on four-wheelers on the edge of the woods. It can't be good. They're stuffing boulders down a well, and I'm surprised. So little blood, blood has been spilled. Shattered panels and some old golf cart batteries from the 70s. There's no room to chill the beer. They're all hiding up here. They're all hoping the world will end. Up the mountain, over the cliff, and off the grid. Time forgot. Broken padlocks, crooked cops, wrist wars and tetanus shots, and shooting stars. This ain't enough. Like shattered panels and some old golf cart batteries from the 70s. And I don't want her to ever be hiding like an animal and hoping, hoping the world will end. Up the mountain, over the rainbow, and off the grid. It was hailing so hard, I had to stop the car. It's made a tin. Up the mountain, over the cliff, and off the grid. On the day that she was born, the sky began to storm, and the lightning split the tree. And like a new bird, her voice was loud and off the grid.
Harmless Yellow Leaves. And all the harmless yellow leaves, they keep falling softly, and your heart breaks so fast to see them crash
And you're learning now how nothing ever lasts. Not hornets, the leaves, not even the path. And she is standing right next to you, burning the fallen leaves, saving a kiss for thee in the frozen grass. And the clouds keep on rolling and you're weak in the knees. And you've tasted the last drop of honey from the bees, hoping to find the right words to say to her, to find that old loving path and ease the pain. Both of you wanting for the desert to rain. Both of you playing the bitter blame game. Behind you great mountains, leaps over fountains. Friends disappeared. Goodbye to those years. And time's moving fast now. Time's moving quick. You want to get off the ride, 'cause it's making you sick. And all the harmless yellow leaves, they keep falling softly, and your heart breaks so fast to see them crash. And you're learning now how nothing ever lasts. Not hornets, the leaves, not even the path. And she's standing right next to you, burning the fallen leaves, saving a kiss for thee in the frozen grass.
Recorded live, Boris McCutcheon and Brett Davis. Recorded by Roman Garcia. Edited by Roman Garcia and yours truly. Filmed and produced for Visual Online by Jefferson White.